So, Bishushchem, with everyone's permission, Boker Tov, hope everyone is doing well.
Happiest
Thursday.
Thursday.
Today's shiur is dedicated Leilu Nishmat, Malka Bat Jalinus, Chana Bat Shemuel, Shlomo Ben Eliyahu, Sarah Bat Moshe, Zerubbabel Ben Gabriel, Tzivya Bat Mashiach, Tamara Bat Mashiach, Yosef Ben Nisan, and Yorah Bat Yitzchak, Ruach Hashem Tinecham Began Eden. And we're learning in Pele Yoetz about Gader, about fences. So Pele Yoetz is telling us so far that every person needs to know himself and needs to know how to create fences for himself. If a person knows that he has weaknesses, or he has tendencies which are negative, or which tend to hurt him, or tend to get himself either in trouble, or tend to preclude him from having good in life, then a person has to create fences around himself. And you know, we gave examples of alcoholism, or bad character traits, or anger, etc. Now, Pele Yoetz wants to now give us some advice on how to create a fence.
Okay.
How do you create a fence for yourself? So we are up to this paragraph, Va'asher. So he says, Va'asher echeze gader gadol le'orach chaim. He says, and I have seen one great way of creating a fence, a great method of creating a fence for oneself. Ulma'an sur misheol, in order for a person to not get to not fall into sheol, to fall into the pit that he won't be able to get out of. Lo matzati ela davar tov. Let me give you one good advice. Asher lamati mitoratenu haktosha. And I got this advice from none other than the best place to get advice, from the Torah.
Right.
I got it from the best place. What does it say in the Torah? Shema Yisrael, we read every day. Uritem oto uzchartem et kol mitzvot Adonai. When you see it in front of you, you'll remember all of the mitzvot of Hashem. So the Torah is saying this in the context of tzitzit. You know, wearing the tzitzit, you look at the tzitzit and you'll remember. Now, Pele Yoetz is going to elaborate on this concept and basically say, if a person knows that he has a tendency, don't wait till you get into the moment where you're going to lose your temper. Don't get into the moment where you know the alcohol is going to be in front of you, or the unhealthy food is going to be in front of you, and you won't be able to overcome your temptation. Or item oto means put this in front of you regularly at all times, so that you're aware. Have your awareness preset before you get yourself into a situation that you know you will struggle. So the Amor Rabotenu Zal, so our Chachamim said that Reya Mivya Yidei Schira. When a person sees something, that helps a person remember. It helps a person be conscious and aware. And Zechira Mivya Yidei Asiya. When a person has that awareness and that consciousness, that will bring him to action. That will spur him to action. To strengthen yourself against Yetzer Hara, the best way is before he gets to you, you get to him. Right? And before that, you see, you remember, you do.
Attack is the best defense.
So, imet hadavar hazeh ta'aseh v'yacholta amot. So, I will tell you, do the following, and you'll be able to stand up tall. Kach lecha niyar echa. Take yourself a piece of paper. And, uchtov alav, write on it. Bezeh alashon, in the following language. Hareni mekabel alai bli neder. I am accepting upon myself bli neder without taking out. I think one of the beautiful parts of Pele Yoetz is when he writes tefillot for us, when he writes prayers for us. So I am accepting upon myself bli neder without taking an oath ad chodesh yamim, for 1 month, likro kol hakatuv kan. I'm going to read everything that I'm writing on this paper, on this page. Pa'am achad bechol yom chok v'lo yavor. Right? What am I taking upon myself? In the end of the day, I'm just going to read this every day. Every day, once a day, I'm going to read this. I'm not going to miss. I put on my tefillin, I'm going to read this every single day. Now, ve'im evor, and if I transgress what I read, eten al kol yom shekel kesef knas litzdaka. I'm going to find myself one shekel is going to go in tzedakah. The shekel of his time was a lot more than a shekel of today. Shekel, think for his time, he meant something like chai dolar, or $26, or whatever is motivating for a person. But if I don't keep what is written on this page that I'm writing myself, I'm gonna give $1 to tzedakah. I'm gonna give a shekel to tzedakah. Ben Adam, sir, right, talking to yourself, right? Zechor et borecha, remember your Creator, remember Hashem. Zechor ki ata Yehudi, remember that you're Jewish. Zechor ki yesh sachar tov latzadikim ve'onesh rav amar la'rasha'im. Remember that there is a reward for the righteous in this world. Hashem rewards the righteous, and there are consequences and there's punishment for the wicked. Ve'akadosh baruch hu medaktek kechut ha'seara, and Hashem is meticulous. Hashem is exacting, right, on the decimal point to a person. Kechut ha'seara, like to the exactness of the length of your hair. Right, how long is a person's hair? If a person wanted to measure the width of your hair,
impossible.
It's tiny. So it's to that extent, Hashem is careful and is precise. Exactly, it's precise on a person's actions, like the width of a person's hair. Ben Adam, sir, hitchazek. Strengthen yourself. Hitamitz neged yitzrecha, against your yitzhara. Kichol asher yachpot ha'ish she'aseh. Because a man, if he's not thinking, will do whatever he wants. Heve ratz lemitzvah v'oreach min ha'avera. Run towards the mitzvot, run away from the sins. Right, run to the mitzvot, run away from the sins. Ulfum tza'ara agra. And according to how difficult it is for you, that's how much Hashem is going to reward you. Right, for a person who does a mitzvah that it's easy for him,
right?
The reward is less. For a person who does a mitzvah that's difficult for him, the reward is much greater. Even though it could be the same mitzvah, same exact mitzvah, two different people who fulfill it have a different level of reward for doing that mitzvah. So kol amal adam befihu, right? Shemor picha ulshonecha, right? Guard your mouth and guard your tongue. Mimachalot asurot, in both directions, guard your mouth. Guard your mouth from intaking food which is non-kosher. Va'afilu midvarei, and usfek isur me'achila gasa, and guard your mouth from overeating, which it ultimately brings a person to his death. Umidvarim asurim, or any type of prohibition. Va'afilu midvarim etinim, and also guard your mouth from what's going to come out of your mouth, from the words that come out of your mouth. Nichtiv hogatem Adonai b'divrechem, right? The prophet Malachi writes to the Jewish people. He prophesies to the Jewish people. Hashem, you have tired Hashem. You have frustrated Hashem with your words, with the words that you've come out of, with the lashon hara that people say, and with the slander they do about each other, and the negative words they say about each other. To avat Adonai kol geva lev, right? It's disgusting to Hashem any person who is arrogant. I didn't read this every single day.
This is the context that it's telling us to write down on a piece of paper
and remind yourself every day. And he said, and I'm giving you an example of what to write, things to remind yourself on a daily basis. Kol kovel dina, and at any rate, ani etaka. So I'm therefore going to be amongst the lowly. I'm not going to be amongst the arrogant, because the arrogant, I don't want to be disgusting to Hashem. So I'm going to be amongst those who lower themselves. Someone that I allow myself to be embarrassed and shame, and I don't return fire. I don't return the shame back to others. I have the ultimate strength, and the ultimate power for a person is that if a natural tendency of a person is, if someone does something to you, it means you have to reciprocate. So if somebody shames you, it means that you have to do the same exact thing back. That's the animal's nature. That's the natural tendency.
Not.
So tzaddik, a righteous person, is like, I hear it, I hold it, I don't respond. Shomim herbadam, I don't need to answer. Right, Alem? Why?
The
donkey. Right?
The story of the donkey.
Which story of the donkey?
We get offended if a donkey.
Oh, yes, yeah. As if I heard it from a donkey. Yeah, as if a donkey grazed against me and got me dirty. What am I going to do about it? What are you going to do about it? You're going to yell at the donkey? Okay. Oh, it happened. Okay, so they said. So, Nakir, and the Gemara says about such a person, that is true strength for a person. That is love of Hashem. That is love of Hashem, a person who can hear his shame and not respond. and how to control himself and not respond. Nakir mi'ut erkenu v'kotzer atzagatenu v'otzim chatotenu, and I will recognize how small I am and how tiny I am, how little I understand about Hashem, and how great are my sins. And if sometimes we have difficulties or sometimes we have trouble, I'll still be happy and I'll understand that Hashem has it for me for a reason. It's happening to me for a reason. And I will fulfill what it says in Tehillim, what David HaMelech writes, and we're going to get to that in Tehillim with Rabbi Jonathan in a few weeks, right? And my sin is before me always. Right, umitoch kach, right? I'm not the one to say, no, I'm pure, I'm clean, I've never sinned, I've never done anything wrong. No, my sins are before me. Umitoch kach nitzol meraot raot. In that way, a person avoids so many troubles, so many of the difficulties and challenges that a person gets into in life. And you'll avoid v'hakaas, you'll avoid anger, and v'hamachloket, and you'll avoid fights, and you'll avoid unnecessary arguments. Shiviti Adonai l'negdi tamid, I will have Hashem before me always. Zeh klal gadol b'Torah, this is a tremendous rule in the Torah. V'ani ma'amin b'emunah shlema, I have full faith in Hashem. Shemeloch ol ha'aretz kevodo, that the entire world is filled with Hashem's presence. Ve'ech yimla'eni libi la'avor al ritzon melech ram b'nisa. And how could my heart feel the strength to go against the will of my Creator? And do what's not good in His eyes. By the way, you can also write this in English. You don't have to write it in Hebrew. Yeah. You can write it in Italian also.
Wow.
Any language that works. And then you write this. And then you think to yourself, now which are the ones I need to write about myself? Which are the ones, you know, my own vidui. Like we say on Yom Kippur, write your own vidui. What are the ones with dashba akevav, the sins that I trample with my feet? Right, v'yishom bazen, write it down. How can I do this? Shekach v'kach onsha. This is the punishment for it in the Torah. Lama evor ha-mitzvah zo, why will I not keep this mitzvah? Lama lo achus ha-nafshi, why would I not care about my soul? Lama lo achus ha-kvod koni, why would I not care about the honor of my Creator? Halo tov sha'a achat shel Torah ma'asim tovim ba'olam hazeh, one good deed, one mitzvah that I do in this world, even just one time, is greater than kol chaye olam haba, is greater than the entire world to come. V'yafa sha'a achat shel kol ruach olam, and one moment of reward that Hashem gives me in the world to come is better than kol chaye olam hazeh, greater than any pleasure that I could imagine. All of it all together in this world, the spiritual reward that we have in olam haba, even one second of it, is on a different plane. Kol kovel denad, at any rate, sarat ha-nefesh la'olam haba, filu sha'a achat. That also means that the pain of the soul, the torture that the soul goes through, even for one second, in the world to come, that's worse than any pain or suffering I could have in this world. It's worse than any difficulty it is to overcome my yetzer hara. And any evil that I do to cause anger to Hashem in this world is worse than all of the world to come. In the world to come, nobody can anger Hashem anymore. And here, unfortunately, we can. Right, so he takes the Pirkei Avot, which says it in the positive, and says translate it into the other way also to prevent yourself from doing bad. So hine kichen hareni mekabel alay bli neder. So therefore, I accept upon myself bli neder lizaher mizeh, to be careful and not transgress and not do this which is difficult for me. Right. And if I transgress, I don't fulfill my own words, I'm going to pay a fine. And you say this every day, and that fine that I give to tzedakah, it should be a atonement for my sins. And I'm going to act with abstinence. And I'm going to afflict myself. I'm going to take on a ta'anit or something. And may Hashem help me. May Hashem strengthen me. Hashem, for the sake of your honor, give us strength. And then, tomorrow, you read this again. And then, look at yourself and say, did I keep it? Was I able to do it, or was I not able to do it? If I did, pat yourself on the back. Baruch Hashem. And ve'im avar, but if I find that unfortunately I fell, unfortunately I transgressed, yafrish tekef haknas shekatzav. Right away, you separate the tzedakah that you have to give. Separate the fine that you have to give. Ve'achzor mikro mikra, and read it again. Ve'em osif ve'holech, and read it with more kavanah. Or if you see that I'm keeping it and I don't need it as much, you can read it a little bit quicker, right, the next day. And do this at month intervals. I'm going to do this for 1 month. I'm going to do this for 2 weeks. I'm going to do this for 3 weeks until you train yourself with good habits and you move yourself forward. And if you could do this with a friend, the point that we brought up yesterday,
he's going to watch you.
So you have a friend who's going to be your guardian, is going to watch you, and you can talk to him about it. That those who fear Hashem, that we are friends together and we want to support and help each other. It's so much better and so much helpful for you. Do this together with a friend, and as friends, support each other in this cause. Bechanuni na bezot. So now Pele Yoetz says, test me. Test me. Try me out. Do it. Etiruni flaot. You will see wonders. Why? Because all of it happens in that way. You don't wait until it's difficult and then say, how am I going to overcome Yetzer Hara now? From the beginning. You plan. You plan. You write. You remind yourself. And Pele Yoetz says, you put it in front of you. Every day. You remind yourself every day that... And then when you wake up in the morning and you say this, then you look at the day ahead and you say, well, where are the times of the day that I eat? When are the times of the day that I talk to people? And I know I might see that person today. And this is somebody who pushes my buttons, particularly in this moment. But now in the morning, I already remembered and I'm ready for it whenever I get there, whenever I get to that time. So, v'hakriya v'aschira, and writing, reading, remembering, gader, gadol, ma'oz, u'migdal. That is a powerful fence. That's a strong fence that a person can create for himself. And when we get to Zayin, Zechira, remembering, and when we get to Siag, Siag is a fence, we're going to talk a little bit more about this also. But I highly advise you, right? Don't falter. Do this on a daily basis. Plan this for yourself. Make a plan for yourself and execute it. And read it. And do something. You spend a couple of days to remind yourself. Do it all of your days. Hashem will be watching over you. Hashem will guard us. Adonai oz le'amo yiten. Adonai yivarech et amo v'shalom. Happiest Thursday to everybody.
Next class?
Yes.